The next sound is the SC. This operates with the I or the E, the same as the C and the G. SC plus an I or an E is soft, and it sounds like SH, the English SH sound. Like the words sciarpa or scarf, scelta or choice, and the SC plus any other letter is like SK, as in the word scuola, school, and scarpa, shoe. The letter Z, or Z, inside of a word sounds like TS. Z, like the word stazione, station, iniziativa, initiative. When Z is the first letter in a word, it sounds either like Z or Z. So the word for ant, Zia, sounds like TS. The word for zero, the same as in English, zero, spelled the same, pronounced slightly different, zero. Double Z sounds just like a single Z, but held slightly longer. The words pizza, pazzo, piazza, and Abruzzo. Pizza, crazy, piazza meaning square or plaza, and the region Abruzzo. An S between two vowels sounds like the English Z sound, or Z, so the word for house is casa. Positivo, meaning positive. And when S is the first letter in a word, then it sounds like S, as in studente, or student, and sabato, Saturday. A double S sounds like S. So, casa, meaning cash register, and passare, the verb to pass. Double consonants are sounded twice as long as single consonants, and the double consonants actually fall into two different syllables. For example, S-E-T-E, sete. But S-E-T-T-E, the word for seven, is sette. So you have to be very careful about pronouncing both of the consonants, because you could be saying something different than what you mean to. So sete, the first one, thirst, and sette, meaning seven. So practice these, refer back to this sheet and this recording as often as you need to, and eventually these sounds and pronunciations will become second nature.